Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the critically acclaimed, riveting, and heartfelt novel, Unto the Least of These by Douglas Allen, a severe plane accident in the remote mountains throws together a man and a woman from two completely different worlds trapped in a mountain cabin, fighting for life and unknown thoughts of the other, bringing self-awareness to the forefront. Douglas Allen has spent a lifetime living on a third-generation ranch in the western Dakotas, where the weather can bring life-and-death situations at times, where there is no time clock and working many 60, 70-hour weeks can bring a different perspective on life versus life in the city, where the true meaning of treating people the way you want to be treated is practiced every hour of every day. Unto the Least of These, a beautiful tale of two strangers who cross paths after an accident. And author Douglas Allen is our guest on This Week in America. Douglas, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you for asking me. It's good to be here.
This is your first book. Hard to believe because you've done such an excellent job with this and the reviews have been so strong, so favorable. How difficult was it getting started? That first book is always interesting. People are thinking about it for years and they finally do it. How difficult was it getting started writing this book, Unto the Least of These?
Well, I think you hit some of it right off the bat. The story was in my mind. Having never written a book, I wasn't sure how to proceed, how to structure chapters, and exactly the storyline and what parts should come first or later. So did the initial rough draft and then did have help from the publisher on structuring things. So it really wasn't real difficult other than, you know, just saying, okay, I'm going to do it.
So many people, yeah, after the fact say, you know, the toughest thing was just like doing it. And, you know, it's in your mind for all this time. And once you start, it's like, okay, I've been practicing all my life for this. I've been thinking about it. How long did it take you to write the book?
Well, shockingly, 2 days.
2 days? Wow.
2 days. The story was there, like I said, in my mind, pretty much just the way it went. And so I did a rough draft in just two different days periods. And my beautiful bride typed it so everybody could read it, not my handwriting. It was short time. Of course, there was time going forward where, you know, things were cleaned up and addressed yes. differently, and some minor additions. But basically, the outline in the book itself was 2 days.
Douglas Allen is our guest on the program. If you're Googling, Allen is A-L-A-N. The book is Unto the Least of These, published by Author Reputation Press. You'll find the book at their website, authorreputationpress.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Also, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly, get information on Douglas's book. You say the story has been with you for a long time. Obviously, it was there taking 2 days to write because this is a story that needed to be told. What was the inspiration for this story?
So my oldest son, who was an adult, was struggling in a life or death situation in a major hospital with a very rare illness and 10 hours from our home. So on those numerous trips back and forth to the hospital, I think on the second trip coming home, the story just hit me. I mean, it was just in its entirety. The whole thing was just there. And I'm not really sure, you know, how it came about. I do have to believe that it was given to me, that it was granted to me to do this and, yes. and try and possibly make the world a little better place by letting people look at each other.
And that is so important. And the underlying theme in Unto the Least of These, tell me about your son. How is your son?
My son did pass away.
So sorry to hear about that. And that's so difficult to deal with. Our guest is Douglas Allen. Unto the Least of These is his book. Where did the content or the story come from? I gave it just a brief synopsis in the introduction. Where did this story, where did it develop?
So again, on that trip, it just seemed like it was implanted in my mind and, you know, refined it a little bit with my thinking on exactly where that was coming from and just life in general, seeing how things have changed since I was a young man to adulthood. And I just felt that it was a story that needed to be told.
Is there some of you in the book, Life Lessons, Treatment to Others, which obviously is very important to you, survival, which is important to you in your day-to-day existence, especially in wintertime in the Dakotas? Any of you in the story?
You know, I suppose every author has a little bit of them in each book. You hear that, you read that. And I think the part that would be in there is how we're taught when we're young people to treat each other, you know, how you look upon other people and try not to be too judgmental. And I suppose that part is in there, the kindness to try and help people in need. Those things do reflect, I would guess, myself in the book.
With us on the program, Douglas Allen. His book is Unto the Least of These, a beautiful tale of two strangers who crossed paths after an accident. Do you feel the reader will come away with a new perspective on how we treat fellow mankind? I mean, these people are totally different in a situation where they're pretty much equal and they have to work together, or possibly looking at life differently. Is that the hope? In reading reviews, people sort of are entertained by the story. They really can't wait to continue reading the story, but they're also thinking at the same time. Do you think that's going to be the case?
I do think so. I mean, I do think, you know, as we've all talked about, those of us that are older, we see how this world has become a me generation.
Yes.
You know, everything is centered around I, and there's a lot of I's being used. And this story, you know, wants to share with people how it should be. I mean, if somebody's in need, you know, what can you do to help? And reach out your hand and be helpful and, you know, not walk away from something because it doesn't involve you or doesn't have an effect on your life. You just walk away. This one is get involved and try and help. And so, yeah, I do think that people may look at things differently. My hope is that people look at things differently after they read the book.
Your book sets out on many small acts of kindness or giving by one of the people trapped, but not the other. Do you see this happening in everyday life from your experience?
I think we all see that around us. I mean, the story involves a beautiful actress who has been beautiful since a young age and basically everything handed to her. Everybody wanted her around them. Acting came natural, and so she was a goddess, so to speak, and a man who grew up having to work, having to earn his way in life by working and by treating people different. So, yeah, two completely different people clash together, and quite interesting, I think, for the reader to see how that evolved. And I think, yeah, we do see that reflection in life. We do see people, both those people, in our everyday lives.
And these two are total opposites. Let's talk about Eva St. Clair for a minute. She's a beautiful woman. She's had everything in her life that she wants. She really hasn't had to find the time or learn the possibilities of giving back. Do you feel this is becoming more of how life looks now for many of us?
You know, I think it does, Rick. Not even so much the beautiful people that, you know, are entertainers or take care of us in our leisure times that we watch, whether it's sports or, you know, the arts or any of that. I think even people that have achieved success monetarily, those people seem to set themselves up many times above others, above the common person. Not all. I'm aware of many people of wealth that treat people very kindly. But I think generally, like we talked about earlier, this I world is more and more of that, where they really don't want to involve themselves or be concerned with a problem that's around them, as long as it really doesn't affect their world.
With us on the program is Douglas Allen. He's the author of the book Unto the Least of These, published by Author Reputation Press. Book available at Amazon, at all of the usual places, authorreputationpress.com as well. All of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So we've got Eva St. Clair, the beautiful actress, The other we have in the book, the other main character is Dan Pearson. Talk about Dan, because totally opposite.
Yeah, totally opposite. Growing up on a ranch where, you know, as a young child, where you don't have labor laws, but the family needs help.
Yes.
You know, so at a young age, you're riding three-wheelers and four-wheelers and herding cattle, and you're doing probably sitting on a tractor making hay when you're maybe not even a teenager. So there really isn't another way of life. That's the life you're brought up in, and he was brought up in, and he was also by his parents and his grandparents was taught how to treat other people, especially the neighbor way in rural America. And not that it doesn't happen in cities, but definitely in rural America, where if you have a neighbor in need, you don't even ask the question. It's just a response that you help, you do what you can, whether that's after a death in a family or a tragedy of some kind of fire, whatever, neighbors getting together. It's a culture that Dan was raised in. And so when these two were thrown together in a small cabin where neither one could escape, there was a fierce snowstorm going on. They were literally locked together for days in a cabin. So, yeah, it was two completely different cultures that had a clash, no doubt.
It sounds like when you live in a world like that, you just sort of, it's unspoken, you help each other when you are in trouble, when somebody else is in trouble. Is that the way it works? It's just a way of life. That's what you do.
Yeah, you don't question it. It is what you've been trained since you were tiny.
Yes.
It's a natural reaction that if somebody needs help, you help them.
Now, reading one of the reviews, I don't want to give away too much here, but talks about the dramatic and surprising ending. Talk about that. Did you know when you started the book how this was going to end, or did it sort of evolve as you were telling the story?
Yeah, that's a great question. So that probably is the part that wasn't completely clear in my mind when I started the book, I knew how it had to end. I struggled with how to bring it together at the end.
Well, you've done an excellent job. The reviews are very, very favorable. The book is Unto the Least of These by Douglas Allen. Mentioned in the beginning, this was the first book. Are you working on another book?
Again, I have another one in mind that I would sure like to do and find the time to do. And I want to. There's another story in there that I think, again, would give a look at life from different perspectives and cause people to think about their own life and possibly the future.
Who influences you? What writers do you enjoy reading that might have had an influence on your writing style?
You know, quite honestly, I haven't had any that have done that. I haven't read a lot in recent years. I did when I was younger. I haven't in recent years, so it's been too much time working and not enough time in relaxing reading.
You know, that may be good because you've got your own style and you're able to tell the story your way. Sometimes you second guess yourself. You sort of think what this author would do in this particular set of circumstances. And in your case, this was a true story. Again, it was almost like it was divinely inspired, wasn't it? This was a story you just couldn't get out of your mind.
I truly do believe, Rick, that it was given to me from our Father, and it was implanted in me to share, and that possibly people can see themselves and find some kindness in life.
You know, it's interesting. The book is doing very well. It's so visual. You are a visual writer. I can see these characters. I'm sure everybody sort of has a different interpretation of Dan and Eva as they're going through and reading the book, as they're picturing them in their mind. Is there any talk of taking this a step further, maybe a movie, something like that?
It has been mentioned. I haven't seen anything concrete on that. It would be a fairly easy movie to produce, I would think, fairly inexpensive, as it is basically just one or two settings. So, it'd be great if it could happen, but I don't know of anything concrete.
What has this experience been like for you to go through all those years where you're thinking you've got this story, you're thinking I need to do this, you finally do it, you do the story, it's out there now, people are enjoying it all around the world. It's available, of course, worldwide. What's this been like for you?
It's really been an honor and a privilege being somebody from the rural Dakotas to have some recognition. You know, whether we want that in life or not, I think we all a little bit craved a little bit of pat on the back and the appreciation for how the book's done, and the reviews are just overwhelming. I'm very humbled by it, very appreciative.
What was that like when you held the book for the first time, when you got a copy of that and here is the book and it's your book, it's got your name on it? What was that experience like?
That was a rush. That was yes. Really a rush. It's really fulfilling. I signed a couple little notes, gave to my other son, my grandkids, and yeah, it was really fulfilling and again, very humbling.
The book is Unto the Least of These by Douglas Allen, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left on the program. What do you hope people take away from reading this? We talked about dignity and respect for other people, and that message comes across strong in the book, in the evolution of especially one of the characters. Is that the takeaway you want, besides a good story, and it's certainly worth the time in reading the book, you'll certainly enjoy it, but when it's all over with, do you hope they set the book down and sort of go through their own life and think how they've treated people and how they will treat people in the future?
I really do. I mean, I really hope and feel that inspires people to maybe take a look at, you know, how they have been going through life and some of the things they haven't done or could do. For many people, Rick, though, you know, they are that way. Many people live this life. We don't think so, but many people do live it. But more and more probably are getting away from it or don't. So, yeah, that is really my hope, is that there is some good that comes out of this for all of us, for mankind, that they take another look at themselves or how they treat people and maybe go, yeah, maybe I need to do things a little different.
Are we making any progress in that area? We've gone through a very difficult year and a half now, and people were drawn together. People missed the opportunity to communicate and be with other people, and they missed that, and maybe their perspective has changed. Yet, with social media and everything out there, I wonder how far we've progressed. Are we making progress in being able to understand and treat each other with respect and dignity?
You know, it's a really good question. I don't know. We've seen, you know, through this last year, the COVID thing with all the losses. I mean, it's touched every community, many, yes, many families. And you see the compassion and the reach out. And then you kind of wonder if there wasn't a little callus built up to that. You know, death and loss became much more familiar than it should be. And so there became a complacency, maybe. I'm thinking that we are getting back to where we should be. The social media thing, as you mentioned, is disturbing. We don't know what to believe, what we read or what we see anymore. You don't know what's real and what isn't real. So it's a very confusing world. And this book kind of takes us to a very simpler time where maybe people can have time to reflect on life or themselves.
Well, it strips everything away. It's just the two of them that have to understand each other, totally different backgrounds, as we talked about, but their survival depending on the other person. That's such a, especially at this time, it's a very meaningful story, and you see how it evolves and how the two characters, how they evolve over the years, over the days, and they have to work together. The book is Unto the Least of These by Douglas Allen, published by Author Reputation Press. The book available at their website, authorreputationpress.com, amazon.com, of course, available wherever books are sold. And you can link on by going to our website. Douglas, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of your first book. Hopefully the second book we'll have a chance to talk about as well. Nice job with the book, Unto the Least of These. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you very much for asking me, and I appreciate those kind words.
It has been our pleasure. Douglas Allen, author of Unto the Least of These, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.